听力课堂，听 class.com.
Book 1 Lesson 18 Part 1 Warming up exercises. A. Time. Dr. Johnson's schedule. This drill is for practice in recognizing time. Listen carefully.Write down the time you hear as quickly as you can.
Dr. Johnson is a famous physician in London. He's often very busy. He usually gets up at 7:30. And has breakfast at 8 o'clock. He leaves home for work at 8:20. And begins to work at 9 o'clock. He doesn't stop working until 6 o'clock in the afternoon. This week he has a very tight schedule.At 10:15 a.m. on Monday, he has an appointment with Dr. Smith in a local hospital. At 2:30 p.m. on Tuesday, he pays a home call to a special patient, Mrs. Norris. At 1:45 p.m. on Wednesday,He has a working luncheon with Mr. Taylor from the local health bureau. At 11:10 a.m. on Thursday, he is expected to attend the opening ceremony of a new hospital in London. At 8:20 p.m. on Friday, he gives a lecture to the medical students at a medical college.At 9:06 a.m. on Saturday, he leaves London by train for Manchester to attend a medical conference. At 7:48 p.m. on Sunday, he leaves Manchester for London.
B. Difficult sentences. You are going to hear some sentences chosen from the comprehension material in this lesson. Listen carefully and repeat.
We often still measure people's temperature on the Fahrenheit scale, where 98.4 degrees is a normal blood temperature. We often still measure people's temperature.On the Fahrenheit scale. Where 98.4 degrees is a normal blood temperature. Language doesn't matter too much to a doctor. After all,Vets manage without language at all. Language doesn't matter too much to a doctor. After all, vets manage without language at all.
Part 2.At the doctor's office. Section 1.
Good morning. You're a new patient, I think. What's the trouble?
Symptoms. I feel cold and sometimes hot. I have a headache and a stomach ache.
Yes. You look a bit off color.
What color, please?
Sorry, What I said was off color. It's a phrase we use to describe how someone looks or feels when he or she is unwell. Put this thermometer under your tongue, and we'll try to be more scientific. When did this start?
I felt very tired last night when I went to bed. Then I felt really bad this morning when I woke up.
Yes, I see. Now let's take a look at your temperature. Ah, just as I thought. 101.
Oh, 101? So high!
Ah, yes. That must sound strange to you. We often still measure people's temperature on the Fahrenheit scale, where 98.4 degrees is a normal blood temperature. In centigrade, your temperature is 39 degrees, which is a bit high, but not exactly boiling point.
Oh, it isn't very bad, then.
No, it isn't serious.
Exercise 1. Fill in the blanks with the words you hear on the tape. Exercise 2. Answer the question. Part 3. At the doctor's office. Section 2.
You've got a gastric form of flu. That's short for influenza. I'll write you a prescription. Take it to the chemist's, and they'll make up some medicine for you. You'd better stay at home in the warm for a day or two.
Thank you very much, Doctor. I'm feeling better already. It wasn't so difficult telling you about my illness.
No, language doesn't matter too much to a doctor. After all, vets manage without language at all.
Please, what are vets?
Animal doctors. Now, I must end this English lesson and see my next patient.
Exercise 1. Fill in the blanks with the words you hear on the tape. Exercise 2. Answer the questions.